Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our today's conference call on our results on Q1 2020. I start right through with our consolidated sales revenues, which stood at 149.1 million and were down by 7.5%. However, within these consolidated sales revenues were these sales revenues of Polytec Car Styling Bayerbach, a rather new subsidiary, which we bought or first included into our accounts 1st of September last year. So if I take the 12.6 million out of that number, which PCSW contributed, we end up with a total revenue number of 136.5 million, and that would have been down in a like-to-like comparison versus the previous year by 15.4%. Who did how contribute to this? Passenger cars were up 11.8%, but again, I have to subtract in my eyes the 12.6 million contributed by the new company, and I would end up with a decline in passenger car of almost 2%. Non-automotive business was down 4.2%. This was due to a customer we last year still had in the consumer market. This year, we have in the same consumer market a different customer, but right now we are still in the development and industrialization phase of these new orders. So we are in between, you can say, two customers and in between two non-automotive orders. So all the rest, if I look at our work in Ebensee, the transport boxes, if I look into our little industrial business unit, they were up and running also through COVID and are doing fine also today. Finally, the commercial vehicles were down 43% in the first quarter. This was a significantly sharper deterioration than the market. The market was down by some 23%-24% in Europe, which is our respective market. How come? We had to close our subsidiary in Turkey, which was a pure commercial vehicle production, and it was only due to one large customer. It's fair to comment that the total market for heavy trucks in Turkey almost collapsed completely, and hence we, at least for the next period of time, we had to release the people, make them redundant, unfortunately, with like 130 people, and close the plant. So that was the reason why we had a significantly sharper downturn in commercial cars. If you look on the consolidated sales revenues from a different angle, the serial production in total was down 6.3%, but also here, please bear in mind the contribution of 12.6% via Polytec Car Styling Bayerbach, and our engineering sales, and this is slightly good news, were down 21.5%. Why good news? Because we are of the opinion that we can completely compensate this downturn in the remainder of this year. So there is some compensation on the horizon if it comes to this. EBITDA amounted to 11.7 million, matching an EBITDA margin of 7.8%. Therein, we have seen a material ratio of 47.1%. This was up, means a deterioration of 1.2 percentage points, and this was mainly due to the change, the significant change in product mix. So in comparison, less of commercial cars and relatively, only relatively more of passenger cars. If you look at the personnel ratio, it was at 37.0% in the first quarter, a deterioration of 3.1 percentage points. these were remaining fixed costs on our P&L, despite we already triggered capacity adjustments. I already touched the closure of that plant in Turkey. We had also leave reduction in measures being taken in the first quarter. So I can truly say that we really were up using our options to influence the personnel ratio. But again, the deterioration in the truck market mainly, and also as the huge final in the first quarter being triggered by COVID around the 12th or 13th of March, this personnel ratio was clearly a heavy burden and meant to us that we also could not get close to the EBIT of the previous year and the EBIT margin. So for this year in the first quarter, our EBIT stood at 2.7 million, matching an EBIT margin of 1.8%. The results after tax income stood at 1.5 million and earnings per share amounted to 6 euro cents. This is clearly disappointing, but given the very heavy headwind we faced in the commercial market, basically already starting in the middle of last year, but headwind getting got even more fierce in the first quarter this year, and only on top of this, COVID broke out, and so hence I would say it's a poor situation. It's a tough market right now. We are also looking right now to reopen our plants because what happened in the COVID period was that we had to take restructuring measures. We extensively started using short-time working programs around Europe, mainly in Germany, Austria, the Netherlands, also Eastern European countries, and for the first time ever in the UK, we could use such a short-time working program in order to control our personnel costs around Europe. On top of this, we put in reductions of vacation entitlements. We gave out a hiring freeze with only very little exceptions. And of course, we are about to close two more plants in this year. To remind you, we already closed two plants in Germany last year. We closed the Turkish plants in the first quarter, and we are already in an advanced stage to close two more plants, vastly also associated with the truck market. So basically, our reaction on the sharp decline in the truck market is to close three. The one is a solely truck-related plant and the other predominantly truck-related plants. In total, last year, through the two closures of plants, we reduced workforce by around 130 people, and including the Turkish plant and the two more plants to be closed this year, we will reduce the workforce by 440 people, around this average numbers. The two biggest threats we are looking at in this situation is first, the recession, maybe a global recession. So within this, we do see that the consumer market, our respective consumer market, currently almost are not existent, to be very pronounced on this. And this leads to a situation that after the reopening of the plants within the last 3 weeks, we are now just producing on a 40 to 50% capacity utilization level. This is not enough to record positive earnings and to generate excess cash. So we are heavily looking on that second part of what of our threats, and this is the gradient of the restart curve of our 18 plants, which had been shut down completely since the, I believe it was the 23rd of March until late April or early May. What do we have to have in order to record positive earnings? So if I take the short-term working programs out of my view, I would say I need let's say 75 to 80% of my budget so that I can generate positive earnings and also generate cash through this. If I put what I can right now, the short-term working programs into my view, then it is so that I can break through or break even cash-wise and also earnings-wise as soon as I may have reached the 70% capacity utilization. What we see going forward is that from those 40 to 50% capacity utilization in May, it should be added some 10 percentage point each month going from here. So this is the original plan. Howsoever, in informal talks, we can hear from the one or the other client that they may plan with the summer shutdown. So right after reopening those plants, we may have the ordinary summer shutdown, which will not help all that much to get back on track with the capacity utilization. So we doubt that this break-even point can be reached until let's say August. That's a doubt. Maybe we are surprised positively. We would wish to be surprised positively, but we simply don't know this. So this, some remarks and ideas on how it may go forward from here with our P&L. If we take a look on the balance sheet, our equity ratio was down by 1 percentage point to very healthy, still very healthy, 40.7%. That was due to an increase in other reserves, a negative increase in other reserves, and this was due to currency fluctuations. So we do hold contracts in the UK, the Great British Pound, which was made out. So total currency fluctuation were 4.3 million, thereof 2.1 million were in the UK, 1.4 million due to the South African rand and 0.5 million due to the Czech krona. These were the currency fluctuations. They are non-cash. They are not earnings related, but of course, they led to the slight deterioration of the equity ratio, which presented to you. If I look further down my balance sheet, I see that other current liabilities climbed from 29.7 to 36.9 million euros. So we have tax liabilities of 3.4 million. This was due to the fact that we did not have to pay any taxes from the start of the COVID crisis first. And second, we even claimed and finally got back tax payments from different tax authorities. For example, I got back like 1.7 million from the Dutch a tax authority in the Netherlands, 500,000 in Austria, etc., so that the liability due to the tax reasons climbed up to by 3.4 million, and the rest of the increase of the other current liabilities were due to personnel, different personnel liabilities. If I look further down, I see current provisions having climbed from 17 million to 22.3 million. That's a provision for our new subsidiary in Weierbach of around 3 million. And we have put down in these accounts provisions for the closure of our Turkish plant of around 2 million. Which until now in early April has already been consumed, so again being reduced until the end of April. So these, in my eyes, were the were the movements on the balance sheet, which are worth discussing and hinting to you. If we get to our cash flow statement, you see that we could increase our cash position from the end of the year 55.6 to today, the end of March, 63.3 million euros. Different measures being taken. Foremost, we have installed a very tough management procedure in the quest of turning working capital, means engineering and tooling projects, into cash, which is working out quite nicely. This has predominantly nothing to do with the COVID topic, but after 3 years of filling up our working capital in 17, 18, and 19, now we are looking at 2 years, 20 and 21, when we get releases from the working capital. This is very favorable situation we are in so far, and has, again, nothing to do with the timing of the COVID. It just happened to be the case that in that period we need cash, we get it also from working capital. And you may imagine that also our clients do hard in paying out cash to us these days. But again, we have contracts and we have payables booked and invoices given out to the clients. And now we are just try our utmost best to get hold of that cash on our bank accounts. If I look at investments into fixed assets, they were stood at the end of the first quarter at 5.9 million euros. To remind you, we have set down a budget for CapEx, which is almost heavy as 50 million euros. Predominantly driven by the build-up of the new plant in South Africa. This will go ahead. Howsoever, this being said, we are right now, or we entered a short time ago during COVID shutdown, into negotiations with our client if it comes to who until when is pre-financing the build-up of the plant. And it seems that we can get some positive results from those ongoing negotiations and get a release from our pre-financing obligations in order to finalize the plant and get it into production. So my best guess at this point is that we will fall short significantly from the 49 million euros of budgeted CapEx. Maybe at the end of the year we'll see some 25 to 30 million. I could imagine this, but again, this is under heavy construction. What we will invest finally in the remainder of this year. And please be aware that we try our utmost best to limit those investments due to that COVID pandemic and the situation which is happening through this. What you also may have seen are 7.9 million euros of payments from the disposal of intangible assets and tangible assets in the first quarter. 5 million euros, sorry, out of this were due to the sale of the building and ground in Ebensee, Austria. The earnings, howsoever, were recorded and belonged to the December 2019, only the cash hit our bank account in the very early January. So there is a split of earnings and cash proceeds. And what you see here is cash proceeds of that sale of that ground and building. The earnings were already included in the fourth quarter of the previous year. The remaining 2.9 million euros were due to the closure of our plant in Turkey. Howsoever, I already explained the provisions, the other current provisions to you before. And so from this proceed, around 2 million euros we recorded as a provision, so that only a few hundred thousand euros were as an extraordinary result included in the EBITDA and EBIT of the first quarter of this year. That would be it if it comes to the numbers. Let's talk about the outlook for 2020, and I read it here from my script and discuss it further on. In view of the eventful development of the corona crisis during March and April and the continually changing shifts in the general situation, it remains impossible to reliably predict the economic implications for the Polytec Group. Nonetheless, it may be assumed that despite the capacity adjustments already undertaken and the initiation of additional measures depending upon the duration of the adverse effects and the efficiency of the gradual resumption of production in the automotive industry, negative impacts upon the sales revenues and earnings of the Polytec Group in the 2020 financial year can be anticipated. I tried to discuss it beforehand a little bit. The two big threats, of course, come into place if you want to understand even better what that means, that outlook. Again, the sharper the decline or the deterioration in or let's say the more fierce the recession might become. If you take the gradient of the restart of our production, the more flat that curve, that restart curve may turn out to become, you know, the bigger the threats are to us. Indeed, we do not have reliable numbers in our forecast systems for the clients. We try our best via telephone calls from our sales guys with the purchasing guys from our clients to clarify the situation. But it turns out that the reliability of those information are only due for the next, say, 1 or 2 weeks, definitely not longer. Hence, please accept my deep apologies that for the second time I cannot give you a real outlook with numbers included. We will try our best to get up with numbers at time to release the half year numbers early August. At that stage, thanks for listening. I would like to open the floor for your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by two. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. First question comes from the line of Roland Kernan from Value Holdings. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Heidenek. Thanks for taking my question. First one is on your outlook you gave us with respect to the capacity utilization. If you take your scenario of utilization of 40 to 50% and a gradual increase until the August to reach then maybe the break-even level on cash and earnings level. Do you have a rough number what EBIT loss we have to calculate in if this scenario will become true? So over the months of April and August, how big will be the loss on the EBIT level? That would be my first question.
Hello, Mr. Kernan. Yes, I do have an answer to this. So if we can move on from the, let's say, short of 50% in May, increase 60, 70, 80 within the next 3 months and remain at least with the 80, maybe 80 plus percent towards the end of the year, we will we do have a good chance. Let's put it like this. We do have a good chance to see a positive third and at least a positive fourth quarter. What I can also foresee is that the second quarter, we had a closure, almost total closure of plants due to automotive industry. So 18 of 24 plants were totally closed. Some of the remaining six plants could only work partially in that period of time. So April was negative due to consumption of short-term working. That was a bearable loss. I don't feel that we do have a real chance to record a positive EBIT in May. Simply because 40 to 50% capacity utilization will lead, as already mentioned, we do plan ourselves another shutdown week in calendar week 21. So the week after next week, we will shut down all of our plants, send back all people into shutdown, simply due to the fact that we cannot live from the little takeoff numbers being introduced by our clients. So what does it mean? We directly react to that insufficient situation, but this is only in quest to restrict the upcoming losses in May, in that 1 month of May, to a certain extent. Then we are looking in June with only limited knowledge if the 60% from your scenario can or could potentially be reached in June. We'll have to wait and see. We are already, we do have plans drawn already also to have one or two further complete weeks of closure in these months. June, maybe July, and then it depends if those rumors, there are just rumors right now, that there might be a summer shutdown by the clients. This will heavily solidly depend on the market. Will there be a recession if it comes to the end consumers buying passenger cars and also commercial vehicles? How deeply will this recession appear to become? And so these are the open questions, but at least in your scenario is a very positive scenario. I can state that in this scenario we would not need further fundings or cash or capital from the banks, so we would have enough cash to finance that scenario, and we would have a good chance at least to end the total year as a Polytech Group in the black numbers. Every little bit what may fall be in reality fall behind your scenario, of course, is an additional threat, and of course the fight for positive monthly results and also positive quarterly results on the EBIT line will get even fiercer if we don't get the call-offs and hence cannot record the sales revenues in such a more suppressed or depressed scenario.
Okay, many thanks for this clarification. The second question would be on your assets held for sale. I guess it's two-thirds the Turkish real estate, and the rest is Kornberg Weiden. Are you still confident that you are could sell this real estate in the next foreseeable future, and also get the at minimum the book value?
First of all, you are right. Out of that recorded number, 7.6 from the top of my head is due to the Turkish plant. The rest is on the plants you mentioned, plus Nordhalden. That's a rather old plant which we already closed in 2011. Still hold it as a premises. Without COVID, I would definitely share your optimism on getting or deriving cash from that position throughout the remainder of this year. but it seems that COVID changed the position of our negotiation partners, to be honest. For example, if it comes to Nordhalben, we had very lively, finally, after years, we had very lively talks with the local authority, which has the very proper, usage of the ground. They would have liked to tear down that old plant and use the ground for their population. But now we are not in negotiations anymore, and it seems that the authorities in Nordhalden have to first get through the COVID crisis with all what it means to them before they might get back to the negotiation table. And the same is true for other negotiations, also in Turkey. They started rather lively and now came to a halt, and I cannot give you a concrete answer on can they be restarted and at what time they may be restarted. And again, as negatively as it may sound, but it's totally due on how COVID will continue to threaten us. Will we get through this rather soon? Do we have to live it much longer? Will we have a second wave of infections? All this, I believe, it's our bits and pieces of concern, of fears to people, also to our negotiations partners in this respect. And so, as bad as it is, I have to keep the answer to the question a bit open.
Okay, but
of course, I can confirm one thing. We will try our best to get rid of those assets. And I do not think that we expect too much from our negotiation partners. So I think we have a good feeling for the current situation. And then we cannot achieve best prices in such a depressed situation. So we would feel to be positioned for a fair negotiation as soon as this is possible again.
Okay, but this sale is not an important part of your cash and liquidity planning for the rest of the year.
Thanks for the question. No, I put this to zero. In my planning, this is zero. If I get a cent, that's an extra cent. If I get a euro, it's an extra euro. It's very important to me because I cannot build my planning on such like, unsure future actions.
Okay, and then my last question would be on your split, segment split. If I adjust the new sales, 12.6 million coming from Viant, in your auto segment, we see just a decrease of 1.8%. It's a huge outperformance against the market. What are the reasons for that?
Well, it was what I can tell you is that it was not due to our single biggest client. The performance, at least if it comes to the product mix, we do share with that client, which is not necessarily the case that this client is suffering for the whole of his offerings. But we did suffer with that single biggest client, which means that other clients, starting with the second biggest client of ours, contributed, you put it quite right, rather nicely. To a large portion, it's a question of the product mix you do hold. It seemed that throughout the previous year, 2019, our product mix put more of a pressure on our sales numbers, and the reverse effect was the case in this year. That would have given us a large portion of hope with regard to the remainder of the current year. But unfortunately, I have to state that with COVID, everything may have changed, and that right now the takeoff numbers also in the passenger car market area are depressed and too low to generate positive earnings. I'm talking about May, current month, and again, I already stated it, numbers in the systems on June and following months do not have a prediction value. So it's not even worth discussing them. This has been made clear by many telephone calls from our management with the client management. It's truly day by day. At best, I could say a week by week management of takeoffs, of production numbers in a very, very tough environment.
Okay, Mr. Heidenick, many thanks for this explanations. All the best and see you next time. Many thanks.
Thanks a lot.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Werner Friedman from A's and I's. Please go ahead.
Hello, thanks for taking this question, Mr. Heidenick. It's on trucks, actually. I'd like to better understand whether this 30 million in sales in Q1 will be something like a run rate and can be used for calculating, okay, how will the market develop from here, and you know, maybe a parallel movement then for Polytec, or whether there's a positive or negative spin to that, maybe from, I think, this summer, I think the MAN order should start to be delivered. Maybe you can comment a bit on that.
Yes. One question I can answer quite clearly. No, this is not a run rate. And I have to add, unfortunately, because what we see in the nearby future is even worse compared to what we had to present in the first quarter. And the reason for this is that COVID kind of put heavy pressure on the end consumer, the freighters. And so the performance we do see in this market, and we also talk frequently to MAN, is first very poor visibility. Therefore, I can give you not a new or a better or an upgraded run rate. I would like to, but I can't. And so what we prepare for is an even more fierce market situation than we had it in the first quarter in the truck segment. We cannot count on a quick recovery of that market. This being said, there is a demand, because if I judge it upon my budgeted numbers, the demand around the year end 2019 was clearly there. So there are the freighters which had the orders with our OEM customers. I believe that in general those freighters do not disappear. Their market will not disappear. Right now it's totally depressed. They cannot cross borders. I think that freight business is impacted rather heavily as one of these areas of the business, different businesses by COVID. So there are only, as it seems, very little orders left in the system right now. What we have seen in the last crisis, 2008 and 2009, was even negative orders. You know, that the cancellations were way higher than the remaining orders. This is not the case yet in this crisis with our truck segment. So in a way, the downturn is not as sharp as we have seen it in the crisis some 11 years ago. Can I put money on the bet that this demand from those freighters can be reconstituted as fast as it was the case after the last crisis, again, some 11 years ago, because then it was the case as soon as visibility came back, situation cleared up, they reconstituted their orders with our OEM clients and we could deliver again. So it was kind of a V-shaped recession of rather, you know, short living. But if it will turn out to be the same pattern in this crisis or right after that crisis, I simply don't know it. We hope for it. We hope for a quick and predominant recovery of that market in the remainder of this year, but we cannot necessarily count on it. And again, visibility is close to zero.
Yes, of course, Mr. Heidenick, I think there's nothing like a quarterly run rate in a year like this. That was not what I meant. I meant whether this sales of 30 million is something like a clear figure in that there's no more sales in there from Turkey, for instance.
Oh, yes, we do had some minor sales from Turkey in the very beginning of this year, but insignificant.
Okay. And what is going to happen? I haven't been reminded in August you wanted to provide some stuff for the MAN new truck generation. Is this still valid or do I mix up something?
We already started our production for the new truck generation. It's called NHMR, so that's kind of the biggest trucks being offered by MAN already part-wise. So from the around 140 different parts and components and systems which we deliver, this matches some 80-85% of the total amount of composite and plastics exterior of these cars. So part of this is being produced already. A certain remainder, I think a third of it has not started yet. So COVID caught us in a way in the middle of the start of production for that new product. Okay. And right now, as we have sent all people home into short-time working, into that lockdown, we have certainly to add the other month until we can count on the fruits from that big contract. Negative to me, because please bear in mind we also produce for the predecessor products. So as long as they cannot deliver the new ones, we do see deliveries from the old cars, and the earnings per car is even higher from the old generation than we'll see it from the new generation. That's the answer, and it's not a threat to us.
And last question is only for clarification, because I do not know. Does your commercial vehicle sales, does that include sales to this light vehicles like transporter in German, or is it only?
No, light vehicles account to passenger cars. It's passenger cars including light vehicles. So the very small sprinters, you know, where your Amazon package is delivered from, that would be counted to the passenger cars. Everything bigger is then a light truck. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for the clarification. Thanks.
Once again, as a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your touchtone telephone. There are no further questions at this time, and I would like to hand back to Mr. Heidenick for any closing comments. Please go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for taking part to our today's call and your lively questions. My last sentence or reminder is, and this is a promise to all of you, we here will stay positive. We have cash, enough cash to survive that crisis. We do have good client relations. We have contacts, negotiations, already looking into the future, into a more bright future than we do have it today. Please bear also in mind that we may be in the position in the nearby future to capitalize on the one or the other distressed M&A opportunity. It is the case that we already in discussions with some of our clients on those opportunities. My glass is at least more than half full. Hope yours too. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Until next time.